Welcome to the Dream Bubble Show. This is about how to just get up in the morning. You don't want to get up. Because I need to motivate myself to get out of bed right now. I'm like, well, I might as well see what works. Coffee helps. Coffee definitely helps. Because I could feel the coffee pulling me downstairs. Although I do have a French press, so I have to make it myself. I'm like, I need one of those automatic things or someone to make it for me. That'd be awesome. Hey. He wants to make me coffee this morning. I love you. Okay. Okay, so here we are, laying in bed, trying to get out of bed. And I'm like, I feel good. I'm not going to lie. I feel good because I just made a meditation. So I guess I did my meditation technically, right? I meditated. I recorded a meditation that put me to sleep, so you can find it as the previous upload here. And now I'm like, all right, well, like, I do want to get out of bed, so, like, what helps me get out of bed? I'm like, well, why don't I just record myself? And Aaron Dotty has this, he has mentioned, just do, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you get out. And I'm like, I don't want to do that, though. Like, I just don't want to get out of bed. Like, I am so comfortable. Why do I want to get out of bed? Like, I just don't want to. So, hey. Okay. They're like, well, you can also start doing some yoga moves. Or, like, you know, maybe you have to pee and that will really get you out of bed. Because, you know, you don't want to hold it anymore. But it's like, when you're just, like, comfortable laying and you're like, I really need to get up. Like, maybe you could do some stuff in your bed, like, that's productive, you know? Maybe you can start typing a book. Maybe you just are to sit there for a minute and just soak it in because, you know, like, you're so relaxed, you know, and that's okay. That's okay. It's about also being, like, accepting yourself as you are 110% and loving you as you are. So it's like, okay, so it's still not motivating you to get out of bed. Like, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 would work right now, but I don't want to do that. It's like, I literally am visualizing the coffee downstairs, but I'm like, knowing I have to make it, I'm like, I don't want to get up. You want to make it? Maybe if I think about having to pee enough, I'll get myself out of here. Okay, so I'm going to do a stretch. I'm just going to stretch it out a little bit here because, you know, our bodies are our subconscious minds, and maybe if I stretch a little bit, I'll be like, oh, I really want to get up, you know, I really do. So, you know, I already did the whole check my email thing, actually, because I technically woke up before, but then went back to sleep. So anyway, it's like afternoon. Okay. Don't get me wrong, I love being productive, but I'm a night owl. Sometimes people, night owls don't maybe get the best rep sleeping in, but dude, I worked hard on stuff and did stuff till like God knows what time, 7 in the morning, no, I don't know, maybe 5, nope, it was definitely past 5. Okay, so anyway, so you can still be productive as a night owl. Regardless of what they say. But that's a side tangent. So wait, we're trying to just get out of bed. It's really not that hard. Like if you have a functioning body, you know, you put one foot out or the other. Maybe what I honestly have to do is, like, just take the blanket off myself and be cold or something for a minute. Because that will help me get some energy. Like, I just want to go back to sleep. My dreams, I don't remember, actually. What was my dream about? But sometimes I remember, you know. And that's cool. It's like your highest self's talking to you and whatnot. And you're, like, learning all this stuff. Maybe or not. So, but now I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to get out of bed. Why is it so difficult? Because you said it's difficult. Or maybe you just really enjoy laying in your bed. And you're so enjoying the moment that you're like, how can I possibly make the next moment that much better besides coffee? I can't think of a better way besides coffee, honestly. Like, I think, you know, getting up you want to get out of bed, you want to go do something because you feel the pull of it, right? Maybe your intuition's telling you, or your gut's telling you, you know, you got this thing to go to, you got this big event, and you got this, maybe you have nothing, like, I don't have anything planned today, but I'm like, you know, it's Sunday, I think. It's Sunday, I just checked, I think. Why do I have to say I think? No, really. I sometimes still question, even though I just checked that it's Sunday, and I know it's Sunday. I think it's just time's just so made up, it doesn't feel like it to me ever. It's true, time's like this big warp, it's all happening at the same time. So I actually already got up, and I'm already up again, and I'm already walking around, because time's an illusion. I'm already on a run right now, and like, you know, I'm already, you know, doing yoga. I'm like, what can I do? Maybe my body doesn't want to move because I don't have any energy. I'm like, maybe I need to eat something refreshing. Okay, seriously, I think this conversation is going on long enough. First thing I'm going to do is take the comfort off myself, because that is the comfort that makes me not want to get up. Why do I have to get up if I'm comfortable? Why do I have to get up? I don't have to get up. I don't have to get up for anything. I could get so much done in my bed. Like, honestly, I'll be honest with you. I do get a lot done in my bed. I could go online. I could go, like, apply to things and send my resume, and I could, like, you know, make films and make songs. I could, you know, log in, watch a concert. I already, like, watched a concert today. Like, there was a band playing on the side of the road. You know, I could email people. I could chat with people. You could do so much from the comfort of your bed. Like, I could make songs, literally, on my phone. I could make, edit a photo, a video, I could make a film, so maybe I don't want to move from this spot because I'm supposed to do something in this spot first. I think it comes down to non-sleep language. The window just made a noise again. I think I'm in a fairy tale land. It's like the gods are talking every time the windows make a noise, roar from the wind. Look, I'm going to end up falling asleep again. Maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I just need more sleep. Maybe I need to connect with the realm of my dream state self for a minute. Maybe there's something you want to do before you get up, and that's why you really don't want to get up. I put the comforter back on me, so that did not work. How do you get up in the morning when you're so comfortable? Like, I don't want to fucking get up. Excuse my language. Oh, no. I have to go edit this. I don't have time for that. Just so you know, I'm just using the word to emphasize. I don't think any 5-year-olds are listening to my podcast. In fact, I don't even know if any adults are, so we're good. Okay, hey, this is How to Get Up in the Morning. How are we getting out of bed here? Someone has to come and pull my arm, literally drag me out. Okay, maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll visualize my highest self pulling me out of bed. But I think my highest self is with me, and I am my highest self right now. My highest self's like, I am so comfortable. I don't want to get out of here. Why would I get out of here? When you can do so many things. You can do so many things. I think I'm going to have to go do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rule to get out of bed. Like, that one's a good one, Aaron. Check out his stuff. He does reality transurfing. YouTube videos. Ooh. Maybe I should post this on YouTube and get 1 billion followers. And help 1 billion people, too. I'm like, can I just help myself first? I'm like, can I just get out of bed? I'm helping myself in bed, so I don't actually need to go anywhere. I guess the moral of the story is just to be comfortable where you are and accept where you are. Because you don't really need to go anywhere. Now, sometimes all of us are always escaping ourselves, right? We're always like on the run or running away from something or avoiding something. But we just need to be, you know, maybe we just need to be okay where we are in this moment. We're exactly where we need to be. And I love that quote, but Hope Beautiful always says it. I just said this in my other podcast I made this morning. Just look, just accept where you are. You're in bed and you want to stay here, stay in bed. But people are like, yeah, but I have a job to get to. I have this to get to. I'm like, I'm supposed to meet this person. I'm like, you know, that's where we mess up, making all these plans and having to cancel. I think people should start understanding more that sometimes, you know, we have better things to do, like lay in bed. No, just kidding. But no, really, it's like, okay, I understand. You might have something and you want to follow through. You might want to get there on time. I know I always do want to get there on time, although sometimes I run late because my mind is wandering and admiring my surroundings. Or I'm busy creating and you get lost in the flow. Whatever, I'm an artist. It's okay. Look, I'm going to just accept myself 100%. 110%. Maybe you're just someone like me that should just work for themselves. And so they don't have to, like, you know, go to a job and be somewhere on time. A certain time or get a job that you could work whenever. Maybe certain things aren't working for you. Maybe this is a preview showing you, you know, what to do, you know. But, you know, maybe you need to reposition your body for more information. You know, you're just trying to get all the information out. Why is it that we don't want to get out of bed? Is it because we're comfortable? Well, can we be comfortable in the next moment? Can we be comfortable when we're not in our beds? Like, maybe I have to walk with my blanket down the stairs. If that's going to help you, that's an idea, too. What would get you out of bed? You know, my eyes keep shutting and yawning. Like, I want to go back to sleep. I think the trick is, and this is a good representation, is you want the flow to take you. And what I mean by that, here, I need some water. Talking about the flow. Look, just drink a lot of water until you have to pee. Alright, look. just hold on. Just let me have a sip of water. Can't stop laughing. It's not a bad idea. Okay. Alright, look. The flow. So when I talk about the gold stream flow here in the Dream Bubble Show, I don't know if you know what it is. So it's the pure bliss state of love and consciousness and, like, I don't even know, like, where I got this idea. I'm partly, like, wondering, like, did I make this up? You know, when you're an artist and you get all these things from people and then, you know, you do some, like, research or you listen to a lot of stuff, like, and then it's like, oh, wait, so, like, did I come up with this gold stream? I've been saying this for over a year. I think I did. And look, this is like what my concept is. It's like falling. Oh, but you know what? It's an actual thing. I just refer to it differently, I think. Because there's a flow state. Like, people have talked about that. Like, there's a flow state. My back's starting to get cold because I moved the blanket. That's a way to, like, get up, I think. Okay, side note. Because that's the theme of this podcast, and I'm going off on tangents. But this is what I'm talking about. It's the flow could get you up. Like, the flow could get you going. You want to go with the flow. And there's this, you know, when you're in this creative zone, you know, that, like, the flow, that's a real thing, you know. Or you're running, and you're feeling good, and you're in the flow, you're in the zone, you know. You're in that, like, pure bliss state, like, I don't even know how to explain it, like, besides the gold stream flow, like, that's how I refer to it. And, like, it's just, like, you're pretty much your highest self, you know, and you're just loving life. It's love. It's all love energy and all, you know, creative energy and what you're supposed to be doing, you know. And so I say go with the flow, and I like to go with the flow. But the flow could also get you out of bed. It's like maybe you're, like, in this moment, you're just not supposed to get out of bed because, like I said, there's something you need to do first. Maybe you need to just make a realization, you know. Maybe you need to stretch out. You could stretch in your bed. You could do yoga in bed. It's a thing. Okay. Like I said, there's a lot you can do in your bed. So if you really don't want to leave in your bed, you could think about what you can do in your bed first. Okay. The thing is you want to go with the flow. If you could get the flow moving, but maybe you're in a gold mine. Like, right now. And I'm like, well, I'm not moving because I think I'm supposed to make this podcast first. But I'm like, look, people listen to this podcast, it's 16 minutes in and I'm still not out of bed. So I guess what I'm getting at is I understand you if you don't want to get out of bed. I mean, gosh, it's comfort. So this is the... Maybe I should just make some realizations here. Why is it that we don't want to get out of bed? You know, they always say just ask the universe. The universe will give you answers. Why? I could just think of comfort. Just comfort. So it's like, you know, sometimes they say to push yourself. Get out of your comfort zone. You know, that's how you grow. And I'm like, well, I would agree that I'm not growing much. Except maybe mentally I'm having some realizations. But if I were to lay in bed all day and not expose myself to the world or anything, like, I mean, that's the thing. These days you could actually expose yourself to the world in your bed. So, like I said, you could log on your phone and you could, like, go live. You could have a show. You could play music in your bed. Like, sometimes I just sit on my bed and play music and go live and have a show. Like, you have, like, this is like my magic carpet, but it's a mattress. My magic mattress. We're just going to go on a magic mattress ride. Maybe you just need to, you know, have some realizations before you get out of bed. It's like, where do we have to go with this now? I still don't want to. So, I'm just trying to feel that pull to get out of bed. And now, this is my journey of how I'm going to find that one out. So, look. I'm diving deep here for some answers. Flying high in the air at the same time. Spreading those good vibes, you know. Doing what I love. Building my tribe. Yeah, yeah. Yada, yada. Sign up for my mailing list if you haven't. Because I'm going to be giving you some free stuff. I got to figure out how to get this thing working. Anyway, that's another thing I got to do. Look, I'm building a canoe. I always want to say that one. I like the canoe because you're in the flow, you're rowing. I'm like, maybe I need to picture a canoe coming up to my bed to hop in and then I get out of bed. Maybe my cartoon self has some sort of thing like that. Like, okay, I actually have a yoga mat right near my bed. Maybe I just have to roll onto the yoga mat. Okay, look, that's the next step. What's the next step? It's about taking baby steps. Literally, to step out of your bed. Maybe you don't even have energy or desire to do that and you have to roll out. That could work. Hey, I could just roll out onto my yoga mat because maybe that's the next station, right? It's like a game. So you start in your bed, you know, you wake up and you're like, all right, I want to get to the next level. And you're like, well, the next level is actually yoga mat on the ground beside you. If you could just roll out. You just got to keep rolling. They're like, I don't want to lift my body up. Think about it this way. It's like you're trying to fly without even, like, getting started. Like, I want to fly downstairs and make coffee. And I didn't even start moving. Like, think of an airplane. Like, no wonder why. They don't just lift up. They roll out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They're rolling for a little while. They build up speed and momentum. And then, woo, it's just like your dreams, you know? And then you start flying. So, you know, don't get discouraged if you're at a point where it's like, and you're not moving. Like, you know, this example here. It's like, you know, maybe, actually, maybe you're at this point for some reason and you're not going to move forward until you realize these beliefs that you have that are holding you back, or maybe not even just beliefs holding you back. Maybe you need to make some realizations first, right? Maybe you're in that spot for a reason right now. And like I said, we just got to start rolling. So, like, you know, I always like filming and saying I'm rolling too, you know. I like rolling in general, rolling everything, roll it up, whatever. Rolled up in a blanket to roll up, you know what. I'm just rhyming now. I do what I love all the time. Just keep doing what you love. Maybe I could rhyme myself out of bed. Anyway, this is the Dream Bubble Show, trying to get out here. So I'm just, give me some inspiration and motivation for the day of how to get out of bed. Although I still haven't left, well, for the second time. I already got out, you know, before. Then I did a meditation and fell asleep. For those that missed that one, you could probably find it below this one. Anyway, so the next step would be to roll onto my yoga mat. I've realized this, and they're, like, waiting for me. I'm like, you guys are great for listening. They're like, just roll out to your yoga mat. Oh, am I ready for that? Did I make every realization here that I needed before I roll into my yoga mat? Okay, what I'm realizing, I do some stretches, is I don't want to get out of the comforters because I'm kind of cold. I get out of the comforters. Maybe if you make yourself overheat, you'll get out of bed. Okay, look, I'm just going to roll onto my yoga mat. Is this, oh, I don't want to do it yet. You want to know why I don't want to get up? I'm, like, freezing when I get out of this blanket. I'm cold. I should wear more clothes, apparently. So maybe that's why you don't want to get out of bed, because you're cold. And that's uncomfortable to be cold. So maybe you could just run to the closet to get a shirt, and that could be your motivation. But like I said, that's the next step. It's like there's a few ways you could do it, right? I'm talking about dreams here because that's what this show is also about, being your greatest version, you know. Spreading those good vibes and knowledge and making realizations here together, which please comment. Can you comment on these podcasts? I'm not sure. You could comment, though. Like, you can message me, you know. So let me know how you like these podcasts. I really hope you like it. And you could subscribe so, you know, I think they alert you or something. Anyway, I'm still a little new to this process. But I'm realizing right now as I'm here in this would be like level one, right? The bed. Like, here I am, starting my day, you know. And there are many options. Like, number two could be the yoga mat, like I mentioned, my closet to get something warm to wear, or I can go to the bathroom, although I don't totally have to go, so, like, whatever. Or I could just go straight downstairs and make coffee. But honestly, right now it's like making coffee is a goal, okay? So that's how much I don't want to get bed. So, hey, this is just an episode. It's just comedy now, apparently. This is really helpful. No, I really hope I gave you some ideas. But look, my point is, you'll come to a point where there's maybe a fork in the road or there's different options, right? And you have to make one. I'm like, all right, I need more water. Water, I suggest also having near your bed and drinking water when you first wake up. It's very great. My water tastes kind of weird for some reason. But you know, you gotta hydrate. But what I'm thinking, like, okay, so now I have two options, like rolling into my yoga mat or getting a shirt. And honestly, I'm like, I gotta get a shirt. Okay, I gotta get a shirt because this is the reason why I'm not moving, because I'm cold. So here's a shirt. I should use a shirt even before the closet, right? But I'm like, I kind of want a sweatshirt. Maybe put it with... But now I'm standing on my yoga mat, putting the shirt on, so I'm going to do some stretches. Okay, so hey, look, you could also sometimes combine your options. This is another example. Okay, so I'm putting my shirt on. I'm stretching out a little bit here on the yoga mat. Let's just do a few little moves, and I'm realizing I'm still a little cold, but the yoga is going to warm me up a little bit, like literally. And maybe do some child pose. Downward dog, you know. Okay. Maybe bring your water with you to go fill up later or not. Maybe right now, though, you feel the pull. Like, you're... Right now, we're just getting really in tune with our inner self. Stretch out, you know, your groin, your leg, your circle, your hips, your shoulders, your whole body. Just kind of move around. Just maybe some little miniature kicks slowly without... You're just waking up again, so you want to be careful, you know, just get conscious of your body, or just getting conscious of her body, right? Like moving around, making that body connection, like, hey, hey, we're awake. Now, I'm putting a sweatshirt on. Like I said, that was one reason why I did not want to get out of bed. I'm opening my door. Okay, so that's pulling me that way, too. And sweatshirt is going on. Saying thank you for these clothes. I could make my bed right now, but right now the most important thing is that I go and make a coffee, because that's what I need. So whatever you need, you might not drink coffee, drink a health drink or something. Apple cider vinegar is good for waking up. You can put lemon and cayenne, whatever else, healthy stuff in there. Okay, so hey, I'm just rolling my back for a second, get to a bridge, kind of feel good, you know, stretch it out, stretch everything, okay, feel your toes and your fingers and your body, like every body part is important, right? Just send yourself love, okay, and look, hold up, we are going downstairs. It was that easy. It only took almost half an hour, but I did it, but now I'm realizing I gotta shut this fan thing off that I didn't know I left on. So, okay, that's like, along the way, there are gonna be little things that, you know, you might have to do, you might distract, you might have to take care of, but doing it right there and then, instead of having to come back and think about it again, saves time, so that's another thing. So, hey, okay, I'm downstairs, you know, I'm gonna open the door here and get some fresh air, you know? Another good thing. Some fresh air, connect with the plants, look around, get some sunlight, look at the sky, you know? Feel the cold air. It's actually really cold. It snowed yesterday, but it also rained after, so it's kind of washed away. The air is still cold, and I just soak it in. Breathe it in. Thankful for this day. Thank you for this day. Usually that's a good way to start your day. I've heard that one before, where when you roll out of bed, you just say, like, right away, like, thank you for this day. Like, you put your feet down, you know? Maybe you would do that on your yoga mat if you have the yoga mat by your bed like I do, you know? Oh, wow. I feel great, you know? I feel, like, exuberant. Is that what I feel? I don't know. Okay, so... Now is the time. I'm going to make some hot water. I'm going to make some coffee. And it's almost exactly half an hour. But I hope this helped you. Let people know about it if you enjoyed it. I can make more. And thanks so much for tuning in. I love you so much. And love, send love. Love yourself. And know you're worthy of enjoying this day. So, you know, just think about what you want to accomplish today. Or do what you gotta do, and if you have stuff you need to get to, you can still enjoy the moment, balance it out. So if you have to go to something you don't want to go to, see how you could enjoy it or make it productive, even the journey there or back, you know. It's 222, I'm going to sign out. It's going to be a half hour episode. I love you, peace and love, and thanks for tuning in. Just stay awesome. Go now as your greatest version. Woo! www.thedreambubbleshow.com